WFP says its humanitarian aid agencies scale up operations to provide assistance for the needy. Security remains a big concern for aid workers and many displaced persons. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via a messaging application from Al Janina town this week, the WFP communication officer in Sudan, Lenny Kinsley, said isolated security incidents keep on occurring, which delay the distribution of food or prevent WFP teams from reaching a certain location within the town. She describes the situation in the town as challenging and unpredictable after the deadly tribal conflict, which left more than 200 people dead and wounded another 200.
Security escorts are required for humanitarian convoys to go out and for trucks carrying food assistance to move to the various gathering sites within Janina town. And now WFP is trying to expand to reach areas outside of Janina town where people were also displaced or where residents were also affected by the clashes. And that requires additional security.
The UN official says since April the 18th, the WFP managed to distribute more than 1,100 metric tons of emergency food rations, such as cereal, lentils, and oil to more than 124,000 people. She says the displaced are staying in more than 80 gathering sites, which also makes it challenging to distribute food assistance in such a situation.
People are also gathered at various sites, mostly in public buildings such as schools, universities, and also different state ministries. So reaching people with humanitarian assistance is also a bit challenging because they're not all in one location.
Early this week, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, in Sudan, says there are more than 100 gathering sites where people are living in overcrowded and uncertainty conditions. OCHA said there are serious concerns about the possibility of disease outbreaks as the rainy season approaches. Kinsley says as much as people desire to return home, most of the displaced are still concerned about their safety.
Tensions remain high, and there are fear among communities that fighting could break out once again. So with all that, humanitarian actors are on the ground and responding as quickly as possible, but the situation remains challenging.
The WFP official said within the next 6 months, her agency will need $70.9 million to allow them to continue their operation in providing emergency response, which include school feeding programs, nutrition screening, and treatment of acute malnutrition among the local population. Kinsley is calling on Sudanese authorities to continue seeking a peaceful solution to bring about lasting peace in the area. She says humanitarian aid is not a lasting solution.
There needs to be a lasting peace and durable stability and most of all security so that people can return to their homes and they can start to establish their own livelihoods so that we can reduce the dependency on assistance and then pave the path for development moving forward.
Authorities in West Darfur State have deployed more than 200 security forces around the southern part of the town, the area hardest hit by recent intercommunal clashes between local Masalit and Arab tribes. For VOA News, I am Michael Atid in Khartoum.